This is KTWHLP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Timeless sounds for all ages. Right now, it is 5 p.m., Friday, April 18th, and we are getting ready for a live beat farm with Scarlet Woods featuring Abby and Andrus.
Can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Hi everybody, thanks for joining us on the Beat Farm Show at KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed at ktwh.org. The Beat Farm is all about Wisconsin and Minnesota singer-songwriters live in the studio every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Beat farms are replayed the following Sunday at 3 as well. You might not know it yet, but you will want to listen to this beat farm again in 2 days. Anyone can also access archive shows of all kinds at ktwh.org. We're Leslie and Carl, and our beat farm show is live on the third Friday of the month, like today. I'm pretty sure that we initially met today's guest in 2022 at Sir Ben's on the lake, Duluth, sometimes known as Sir Benedict's on the lake. We were there for Shane Nelson's two-hour set. Turned out the time was split with someone named Scarlet Woods. We love Shane, and Scarlet knocked our socks off that night. We hung around afterwards, and Carl and I became instant friends with her. It sure doesn't seem like it was 3 years ago, but it was March 2022.
Wow.
Scarlet Woods has opened for folks like Stephen Stills, Judy Collins, The Blues Traveler. In the past two to three years, many of us have often enjoyed her shows right here in the Twin Ports, as well as points near and far. Scarlet, thank you so very much for being here. And today, at 2:30, I heard that Abby Andrus, Scarlet's accomplice, would be joining us. And I was over the top excited. Welcome, Abby and Scarlet.
Thanks for having us, Leslie.
Yay.
Hello. Thank you.
It's going to be so fun. So I just said a little bit about Scarlet, but Abby, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get right to the music.
Sure. I'm a recent resident of Duluth. I'm from west of the Twin Cities and just got back from an 11-year rendezvous in Eugene, Oregon. So excited to be getting to know this area a little better and, yeah, getting into trouble as much as I can with Scarlet Woods.
Yay! Yeah, sure. They are some troublemakers. So what's the title and the composer of the song that you're going to start us off out with?
This song, we're going to do a duo first, is written by Leslie Duncan, and it's called Love Song, and it can be found off of Elton John's first album he put out, Tumbleweed Connection. And I feel like this song is an important song, a strong message to be putting out in this world right now.
Great.
I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we could do. Love is the what we came
That was beautiful. So that was called Love Song, and tell me the composer.
Leslie Duncan.
Yeah. All right. Very, very awesome. Gorgeous, gorgeous harmonies. You guys sound so good together. I'll bet some of the people listening are thinking, all right, so we heard the two voices, and is that a guitar? What is that? Because it has an extra string. Can you talk about that, Scarlett?
Yeah, this is a seven-string classical nylon, and it's the same tuning as a standard guitar, except I have a low A below the E. So, you know, you already have an A here, so you're
in octaves.
You have that octave, so it, you know, it gives you that much more of the staff below the E, and you can, you know, create these bass lines.
Yeah.
With it.
And that, I mean, as soon as you started playing, I went, oh yeah, that gorgeous, deep sound.
Yeah.
Because it is way different. And, you know, we've seen you at Sacred Heart. Lots and lots of guitar players, but somehow it's such a special sound.
It
Your
is.
Guitar is
yeah.
so special.
It really makes a difference. It changes the palette of the frequency.
Right.
Because it's so unfamiliar. You know, we're all used to hearing, you know, your, you know.
Right.
You know, but now we have
that lower A. It's beautiful. Yeah, and so do you have a specially made guitar, or can people buy that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can buy them. Yeah, a Cremona makes them.
Cremona, yeah,
Cremona. And then Eastman also makes an electric seven-string jazz guitar. And that's what Bill Lenhard, my instructor, had. He had an Eastman seven-string electric, and then he also had an acoustic, which is, this is his old acoustic that he had. So this is actually his guitar, and he sold it to me.
Nice. It's kind of pretty, too. I like the decoration around the tone hole.
Yeah.
Really pretty. Yeah. All right. How about another song?
All right. Duo? Another duo?
Whichever you choose.
All right. Should we do David?
Sure.
Two gals are going to do a song called David.
No, it's called Modern Love.
Oh, yeah. Modern Love. Okay.
Written David Bowie.
Yeah.
It's a David Bowie tune.
And so, but right before you play it, I do want to mention that everybody at Sacred Heart, there was a Duluth Does David Bowie, and everybody at Sacred Heart, after the whole show, which was over 2 hours, different people doing one David Bowie song, all I heard was, they stole the show. They stole the show. Okay, we are going to hear an audio version of this duet that Scarlett and Abby sang at Sacred Heart not too long ago, but they also choreographed it, and I'm sorry, radio listeners. You can see that, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a live video recording on the Sacred Heart Music Center YouTube channel.
That's right, Sacred Heart YouTube channel. And they come on, I think it was right after the intermission or shortly after.
Yeah.
Maybe the first or second act.
Yes, yep,
right,
correct.
After. Yeah. So it's right after the intermission, but you can still stream it. And it's worth it because they did a really adorable choreography together. And
Abby did the choreography, so that's all her.
Yeah, it was so cute. Yeah.
You had some moves in there, too.
Oh, yeah, you guys did a great job.
The shaky knees, that was my dance
move. Oh, that was
signature move.
You guys, listeners, you gotta go there and stream that, and it'll be up for a long time. It was a Sacred Heart David Bowie, Duluth Does David Bowie. So here it is, and it's called Modern Love, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do every time I listen to it.
Okay. I catch a paper boy, but things don't really change. I'm standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try. There's no sign of life, it's just the power to charm. I'm lying in the rain, but I never wave bye-bye. I try. Never gonna fall for modern love. Walks beside me, walks on by, gets me to the church on time. Terrifies me, makes me party, puts my trust in God and man. No confession, no religion. Don't believe in modern love.
This is the dance part.
Picture sparkles and sequins.
It's not really work, it's just the power to charm. I'm standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. I try. never gonna fall for modern love. Walks beside me, walks on by, gets me to the church on time. Terrifies me, makes me party, puts my trust in God and man. No confession, no religion, I don't believe in modern love. Modern love walks beside me, walks on by, gets me to the church on time. Terrifies me, makes me party, puts my trust in God and man. No confession, no religion, don't believe in modern love.
I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of that duet, you guys. I love it every time. And I think I've really, I can't even tell you how many times. And of course, I've shown other people that video part of the Duluth's David Bowie, where there's a video of you dancing to it. And right before you started singing, Abby said something about, oh, and the sparkles, the sequins and sparkles.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you say that? Tell them
the story about that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do David Bowie without sequins and sparkles, in my opinion. I thought everyone was going to do that, but I guess we were the only ones who prioritized that.
Yeah. And so what were the sequins and sparkles? What do you mean?
It was kind of one of those things where you're like, okay, I'm going to a thrift store. I need a costume for David Bowie. I'm just going to see what's there. And the first thing on the rack was this bright turquoise blue, fully sparkle two-piece suit, which happened to perfectly fit Scarlett.
Yeah. I think you happened to perfectly pick out the size of me. I think you knew that you...
But there was only one, right, when you went there?
Yeah, it was the only one. It was meant to be.
Yeah. All right.
And so it really was. It was turquoise, sparkly, and it was really perfect. It was very, very perfect. So, and the whole night was great. I mean, I have to put in here a little plug for these Duluth Does at Sacred Heart. Duluth Does Bob Dylan. Duluth Does, and here was David Bowie. And they're fabulous. 20 or more singer-songwriters will choose a song. I'm not sure how they do that. Maybe you can talk about it in a minute. But, and they'll each do one. One on whoever it is, Dylan or whatever, and maybe on some of these shows, then they get to do one of their originals also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was fun for you, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's, I think Eric put out the list Friday. Like, he lets everyone know on the Facebook thread that, the list that is going out, and he puts it out on Friday, and it filled up that day. And yeah. I don't check my Facebook all the time, so I went and checked the message, and it's like, all right, that's a wrap. We got everyone signed up. I'm like, no, I didn't get a chance.
Oh.
So I reached out to Eric. I'm like, is it okay if you squeeze me in?
Then you chose that song?
I looked. So he had a list of songs that David Bowie, and all of the ones that are popular get taken first.
Yeah.
So I didn't know this song at all. And this was the one that I listened to where I'm like, I think we could maybe do this.
Oh, it was perfect.
As a guitar and vocal. Most of his songs, though, like, you need a full band.
Yeah.
To really.
Harmonies get on his people singing harmonies as well? Or is it just usually David?
Never gonna fall for. Yeah, well, he had modern love.
Yeah.
And then modern love. He always had people sing that, but it was the arrangement of it. I'm like, well, why don't we just have the guitar do that?
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Have the guitar sing that, and then we can just focus on the harmonies on the main verse.
Right.
Or and chorus, I guess.
So, and so it was really your own arrangement.
Yeah.
Big time, your own arrangement. And that's what I think is so one of the coolest things about these events is everybody takes a song, but they put their own twist on it.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And make it their own arrangement. I always say, a la Scarlett, you know.
A la Scarlett.
A la Scarlett or whoever's singing it. And those are really, really special. And listeners, if you haven't been to Sacred Heart Does or Duluth Does something, you need to go. You will hear so many local singer-songwriters. I mean, I don't know of another place in the whole country that has the concentration of this kind of talent, you know, in our area, all in our area.
And it's very community-minded, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I've noticed about Duluth versus, like, the cities. You know, because I feel like the cities it's so big that, you know, they have communities and pockets throughout the city, but it's really hard to just kind of go into any scene down there because, you know, people, they don't know who you are and then you don't know if you might fit in there. But I feel like Duluth is like, yep, we're all musicians in this town. Come on in.
Right.
You know, and they're very welcoming. Yep, Jason Wusso.
Oh, God.
Has always been very welcoming to me.
Yeah.
Even before I lived here, you know. And
he has Wusso's Cafe.
Yep,
in
Wusso's
Duluth.
Concert Cafe,
yes.
Which is an awesome venue. And it's very intimate there. And this is a very unique town that, I mean, living out west that I did for 15 or so years, I never came across a music scene quite like Duluth.
Yeah.
So it's...
And we're just glad to welcome you guys in.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just opened our arms and in you slipped.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. How about another song from Scarlett Woods and Abby Andrus, or just Scarlett?
Well, we have one more that we could sing together.
Okay.
And then the rest, and then we have to learn more with each
more
other.
More duets, so, yeah.
Yeah, more duets.
Well, what's this one called?
Well, this one's kind of relevant to the times. This is about, actually, you want to talk about this one? You're the one that kind of...
This is a Gillian Welch song. It's called Everything is Free. Yeah, and my understanding of the backstory is that she wrote it when online music became popular, when it was easy to access any song you wanted at any time. So I think this is her response to that.
Yeah.
Okay, a Gillian Welch song called
Everything is Free Now.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is free now. That's what they say. Everything I ever done, gonna give it away. Someone hit the big score. They figured it out that we're gonna do it anyway. Even if it doesn't pay, I can get a tip jar, gas up the car, try to make a little change down at the bar, or I can get a straight job. I've done it before. Never mind it working hard, it's who I'm working for. 'Cause everything is free now, that's what they say. Everything I ever done,
give it away. Someone hit the big score. They figured it out. They were gonna do it anyway. Even if it doesn't pay. Every day I wake up humming a song. I don't need to run around. I just stay home. I sing a little love song, my love to myself. If there's something that you wanna hear, you can sing it yourself. 'Cause everything is free now. That's what I say. No one's gonna listen to the words in my head. Someone hit the big score. They figured it out. They were gonna do it anyway, even if it doesn't pay. Everything is free now. That's what they say. Everything I ever done, gonna give it away. Someone hit the big score. They figured it out. They were gonna do it anyway, even if it doesn't pay.
Was really, really good, and that was called Everything is Free Now. I don't think I have any sound. Oh, there we go. All right. That was a great song called Everything is Free Now by Gillian Welch. Well done, ladies. That was gorgeous. Very, very pretty. And so I think Scarlett is going to do a solo now?
Yeah, so we could do some solos.
Those
yeah.
have been great duets. Yeah. Awesome. One, and then I have something else to do.
Okay.
But how about one of those that you do alone?
Yeah.
What will it be?
I think I'm going to play Close to You, Braver These Days. It's important to be around people that support us and love us. I feel like that's a really important message to get right. across right now. So,
And so this that is an original
yes,
that you're going to do
original.
Right now.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
I spoke a little secret as you stepped out of the room. I leaned a little closer after all the springs in bloom. Thought away what I waited to say. I'm feeling a little braver these days. You came into my life, placed your prints all over me. Called us to become like one. That night gave me a song. I got hooked by your smile, pulled me from a mile. feeling a little braver these days. I'm feeling braver, braver these days when I'm close to you, when I'm my heart hurries to love, steady moves leading this time. Was feeling for a beat where our steps would fall aligned. I got hooked by your smile, pulled me from a mile. I'm feeling a little braver these days. I'm feeling braver, braver these days when I
oh, so very gorgeous. I love that song. And so that was an original written by Scarlett Woods, our guest here. And it was called Closer to You. What's the other?
Braver These Days.
Braver These Days. Yeah, Closer to You, Braver These Days. And I just really, really do love that. One of the things that attracts me to that song when you do it is the changes in dynamics that you do with your guitar. I mean, crescendos and decrescendos that it takes a lot of work to get those right. It's the, you know, your right hand work is just as important, if not more, than your left hand. And also your vocal crescendos and decrescendos. What vocal control you have it's a wonderful thing.
Thank you. I'm working on it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I hear you saying that, like, but it must be a never-ending working on it, because to me it sounds like you've perfected it, period, done.
No, not even. It's not even close. It's just like this endless journey.
Right.
You know? And your voice changes, too, as you age.
Yeah.
When I will go through menopause, my voice will change. So,
yeah.
You know, it's... And then you have to figure out how you can hit those notes, you know, after that, you know, it's like...
It's a whole new learning.
It is.
Your vocal control.
Yes, correct, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. I remember Judy Collins talking about that.
Oh.
During the show that I opened for them, she was talking about that on stage and how she has a voice coach.
Yeah,
that works with her.
Wow, Judy
every day
Collins.
A week. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned that you opened up for Judy Collins, Stephen Stills, I think.
Yep. Yeah, and they were on tour together.
Yeah.
That's
so cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you are listening to 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, KTWH.org. And we are here with Scarlett Woods, local singer-songwriter extraordinaire. And we also have her accomplice here, Abby Andrus. And they've been, I think, doing more collaborations than I thought. And I do want to mention again, go online, go to the Sacred Heart live stream from Duluth does David Bowie, and watch them together with their gorgeous harmonies and their adorable choreography. And then you'll also see that very sparkly turquoise suit that Scarlett was wearing. I think you're going to wear that again at your gigs, aren't you?
I know Abby wants me to.
Yeah, why not?
We need to get one for her, though.
Yeah, that's true. What if you could choose any outfit?
Magenta.
You would like it to be what?
I would like a magenta suit.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not. Yeah. She was clear up to it on.
I don't know.
Speak again, if you would.
All right. Next time we'll have matching suits.
Yes.
Well, it's fine.
Yes.
All right. It didn't seem like some microphone was working, and it wasn't, but it is now. Okay, good. So how about another song?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this one's called another original. And this is off of my album, Letters to the West. And it's about gratitude. It's about love. It's about appreciating the things that once were in your life and are no longer in your life.
Right. And what's the name of that album that it's on?
The album's called Letters to the West.
Right. And we'll talk about your in a little while, but I wanted to get that said.
All right. And then the song is called You and I.
Felt that D was my key to sing with the bees. Come on out and play with me. We'd gather little dreams for our shelf, spent afternoons and days rocking a display of your smile. You see, I can't tell you enough what you mean to me. Took the trail to your cell and tucked myself inside your wing. Pacific life, and the whale and its tail became something of a fairy tale. Ooh, in a time when it was just you and I. I was this little bit, sometimes I admit, I'd run to escape, ran out of things to blame all the time. And now can a friendship grow from a broken mess? Can a heart learn to heal into another place? Give it some time. Ooh. You see, I can't tell you enough what you mean to me. Took the trail to your cell and tucked myself inside your wing. Time we had floating the Pacific life, and the whale and its tail became something of a fairy tale. In a time when it was just you and I.
Yeah. so beautiful. You and I, written by our guest, Scarlett Woods, and that happens to be on her album called Letters to the West. Can you talk about your albums? You have more than just that one.
I do. I could talk about the first one that I never talk about, which I put out. It was called Faceless Love, and I put that out when I was about 19 years old.
I didn't know you were that young when you did that.
I know. Wow. Neither do I. it was a very long time ago, but it was right when I graduated high school. And
you had a different name back then, right?
I did, yeah. Hannah Cooper.
Right.
Yeah. I put that one out. I only made 5 copies, and I sold them all. So I sold out, actually.
Yay! Yeah.
But it's, you know, that was like an entry level to songwriting and how to put an album together and what kind of songs to put on them. Like, how did you
decipher all that? Were you working with somebody, or you just dreamt it up yourself, or
I wish I was working with someone, because I think I would have learned a lot more valuable things during that process versus doing it on my own. Because you learn a lot by doing stuff on your own, but you also make a lot of mistakes. So I feel like I've had like this repertoire of mistakes that have basically made me into the musician, the artist that I am, because I haven't really done many things collaboratively.
Mm-hmm.
And that first album, it was just, I had a little Bose recorder, and you could burn CDs. So
yeah.
I figured out how to, like, you know, layer on, okay, this is a drum, this is like a guitar. I didn't know anything about a bass. There's no bass, which, you know, you need a bass, but I didn't know that. But it was just really simple, you know, stuff, singer-songwriter. Like, there was probably 5 songs that were, like, written in the format of a folk song.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other 4 songs were instrumental, because, I lean a lot toward instrumental music sometimes, and I think it's just as valuable as songs that have words to them.
Yeah, that's a good point. And do you play other instruments?
I dabble with other instruments.
Yeah, like a mandolin, maybe?
Yeah, I have a mandolin. I have a banjo. Eric Bong gave me a bass. So I have that.
A bass guitar.
Yeah, electric bass guitar. And I have electric guitar. And then a tenor guitar that I picked up in Berkeley, California last year.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Those tenors are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
All right. Yeah. Oh, we have somebody in our jam group sometimes plays one, and it fills in a certain spot that is just perfect for a tenor guitar.
Yeah.
When you have a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so then you had that album.
That album. And then I disappeared from music for about 8 years. You know, I was dragged all over the country. Not dragged, but I was all over the country, just kind of following relationships around. And then Ashland, Oregon, I got back into music full on, full speed about 2015, 2016. And I put out an EP called A Time for Truth.
Oh.
And there's 4 songs on that project. I never released it on streaming platforms, because I just didn't know how to do any of that stuff, and I didn't have any friends that, you know, could kind of talk me through that. So, and then that was about 2017 that came out, and then 2019 was an album called I'm Right Here, and that has, you know, that's a full-length album as well, and that has a full band. That was when I started to hire band members and learn how to, like, play with other musicians. The bass player on that album, we were in a group called Smith and Durango when I was living in Ashland, Oregon, and I was the mandolinist, and then she was on the stand-up bass, and then her dad was on the guitar. So it was a little trio. So we stayed friends. became really good friends and then had her play on the album, which I love a stand-up bass and a guitar. I mean, it's such a nice sound, those two instruments together. And then you have harmonies on top of that. It's just...
Right.
It's amazing.
It is. That the bass, of course, you know, I'm kind of partial to it, but it really adds that, like your low string on your seven string.
Right.
It adds that to a trio or a bigger group, and I'm all about the bass.
It is. and it can be a percussion instrument,
right,
too.
Right,
right. So... Yeah.
So what was the name of that album that came out in 2019 then?
I'm Right Here.
Oh, that's I'm Right Here, yeah.
Yeah. And the first one, I don't think I said the first, Faceless Love was the one I put out in
2017.
No, 2006.
Oh.
Was Faceless Love, and then 2017 was A Time for Truth.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have any plans to do another?
Oh, yes.
Yay!
And I already know the album title, because I'm dyslexic like that, so I like to work backwards for some reason. I don't know why. But it's called Fire Pattern Chants.
Wow!
So,
I like
and that's it. And that's what I've been working on. I have so many little diddles, I guess, you know, songs, little...
one-liners or phrases?
Yeah, not
or...
even, yeah, like, it's, they're not even, I have lyrics, but, you know, I feel like the music always comes to me before the lyrics do, because I feel the music before I know what the song is about.
Oh, that's cool. Some people are the opposite.
Most people are.
Yeah.
The folks that I've talked to, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, I start with the lyric, or I start with this idea. I'm like, oh, okay, and then you add chords and stuff, and they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh. That's like the opposite of what I do, and I don't know. Maybe it's maybe I should try their method.
Why?
well, because songwriting's really hard for me.
Oh, you could have fooled me.
It doesn't come easily. It's
oh, wow.
really hard. It's really hard, and that's probably because my expectations for myself are way beyond my skill set. So I often end up becoming a better guitar player or even a better singer when I'm done with an album. Like, I feel like this last album I put out in 2023.
What was the name of that?
Letters to the West.
Yeah.
I feel like my vocal chops just, like, went through the roof on that album compared to my 2019 album, because I was writing more demanding melodies.
For yourself.
For myself.
Wow.
And
wow.
So I had to, like, figure out how to hit those notes and actually sound good. You know, so it's like...
Sometimes your abilities rise to the ideas that you have in your head.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's neat.
And I got to figure out how to get there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I hear a melodic line on the guitar and, like, I don't know how to play it. So I figure it out and try to, and get comfortable with it. And it's like, okay, this is the groove. This is the groove.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how that last song started.
Oh.
You know, it's like, you know, I was fiddling around with these chords. Like that line right
yeah.
there. I wanted
yeah.
a line to go into that. It's like, okay, how do you
get in?
So I start singing it, and I'm like, okay, I gotta figure out how to play it then, because my voice knows how to do it, but my fingers don't.
Yeah.
So a lot of that goes on.
That's so interesting. Very detailed. I often ask our guests, you know, what...
Too detailed, yeah. I would say.
No. No, it just shows a little bit of a difference than some other people will sit here in front of us and explain it.
Right,
it's
right.
It's just a
yeah.
little different. And
yeah,
it, but
yeah.
it's very interesting. And so, you know, parents want to know, well, I think my kid is writing a song. You know, I just heard about this morning one of my friends called up and said, maybe you can tell me, is there something to this? My 8-year-old granddaughter sits at the piano and composes songs with harmony.
Yes.
I go, Yes. Yeah, there's something to that. You should foster that, Judy.
Yeah.
And yeah, if Judy Olson's listening, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
it's
she has a thing, I think.
It's so true. And my 4-year-old niece comes up with songs off the top of her head. Like, she's just like, you want to hear the song I wrote? I'm like, sure. You know, and it's la 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 la. It's just this cute little thing. And I'm like, that's a song.
Wow.
You know, it's...
Well, she calls you Auntie Scarlet?
Auntie Hanny.
Auntie Hanny.
Auntie Hanny,
yeah. Oh, cute.
Yeah. She is cute. I saw her this morning when we woke up because I stayed with my sister who lives in Minneapolis.
Yeah, so. Very neat. All right. Yeah. I'm going to make you do another song.
All right. Is this the last one? What do we got?
No, there's 10 minutes and we never really know. And while you're doing that, I'm going to look through my notes to see if there was something. One thing I did want to mention, and that is that usually when I ask people who are sitting here who are their influences, you know, they come up with the names of maybe older groups, but mostly really, really popular groups. And I remember last time you were in here, I said, yeah, can you name some composers and people that influenced you? And here's your list. Chopin, Bach, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cole Porter, John Williams, the Beatles, the Punch Brothers.
Yes.
I mean,
I love that. Yeah. It's
wow.
It's the same. Hasn't changed much.
Yeah.
I would add Emily King to that now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
She is like my new crush.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
incredible songwriter and vocalist.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You had some background with classical music, and that's kind of what I was getting at, where a lot of people have not, you know, who are sitting there with their guitars.
It really does affect your songwriting and how you think about music, you know, because classical music is just so thoughtful. Like, it's so calculated. The harmonies are just, like, they intentionally... are choosing each note.
That's right.
You know, and you just, and my guitar instructor kind of reiterated that, you know, when I was learning, taking lessons from him, you know, I'd play a G chord and he would always say, he's like, what are you saying with three Gs? Three of them. Like, what are you trying to say? And then we got.
Yeah.
That's three different octaves.
Jeez.
That's three different Gs. He's like, you know, all you need is one. You know, so then I started doing, like, these open chord voicing, you know.
Way open. My fingers couldn't even reach that far, but yeah, wow.
You know, and so he kind of, like, helped me rethink about how to compose a song. It's like, you don't need a three Gs. You know, all you need is one. All you need is the root.
Right.
You know,
that depends what voice or what instrument you're going to assign that.
Right.
Assign that important G to.
Right. And sometimes maybe you do want all the instruments on that octave. Because there might be a moment in the song where it's like, you know, and you want all of it, you know, and you want just, you know.
Big,
you know, but like so many chords have so many ways of expressing what they're saying. You know, and I think that's what really kind of draws me.
What the chord is saying.
What the chord
because
is saying.
Chords
and you, yes, and you hear
you.
This in music, in film scores, especially. And I love film score music.
Oh, neat.
John Williams, you know,
yeah.
James Horner. Like,
right.
They're so thoughtful. Because they have to be, because they're describing the scene as you're watching the film. So the music has to invoke this emotion in you, and that's what they're trying to do.
And we music teachers call it program music, and there are all different kinds of program music. It doesn't have to be film music. It can be just plain nothing that is visual, but you still envision a program with it. So that's all program music.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's supposed to make you see something and hear.
And, you know, and Flight of the Bumblebee really does make you see a bumblebee flying around.
Isn't that something? I know.
You know,
it's
just like,
yeah,
you know.
Geniuses.
It's so, yeah. And
geniuses.
I love that. I love how music does that. So it's not, you know, I lean into that more than I think I lean into the lyric.
Yeah, I get it. I get what you're
saying. So it creates a different sound because of that.
Very, very interesting, the whole composing piece.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we still might be able to come back, but this could be your last song.
Okay.
It looks like we have 6 minutes maybe or five. So you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity while you're retuning to say thank you, Abby. That was a real treat for us and for the listeners, because we've had Scarlett like 3 years ago, but some people have not heard her singing with harmony, and that was so special.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I just love it. And and Scarlett, of course, I'll just say it while she's tuning. It's always such a pleasure, and we see different things, I think, in her playing compared to 3 years ago and singing.
I know.
So it's... many strides, Scarlett.
I know.
Congrats.
I feel that. I feel that,
no
too.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's why not? Why not?
Why not?
Why not just get better at what you're trying to achieve in your life? You know, that's... I feel like my tiny houses are the same way. You know, it's like they keep getting better. It's like because you keep learning. So it's like, you know, take that knowledge and build on it, you know?
Right. And so
it's exciting.
Real quickly, I do want to say, if you look up Scarlett Woods on the web, you're going to see a picture of her tiny house that's incredible. She has built 3-4 tiny houses, and the last one is her own.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll see a picture of that. It's amazing. So here's Scarlett Woods with probably one last song. And what's the name of it?
Me, I, Me, Me.
I like it.
Because there's a lot of that going on in this world, too. So. Why don't you just shut up and leave me alone? I don't care about your selfish tone. You think you know how this world should be, but all I hear from you is me and me, me. People are hurting, they're hating these days. I asked my doctor friend, will this ever mend? She said we don't have a cure for stupidity. You better stop the symptoms that repeat history. Clearly now your hate is bright as daylight, turning a blind eye in a world you won't share, kneeling on the throat of a dream without a care.
Oh, yeah. Really, really nice. That last one, of course, was also an original by our guest Scarlett Woods called Me, I, Me, Me.
Yeah.
And it's great. Some people maybe heard a little bit of an unusual sound in there. And no, she did not pull out a trumpet, but I call it mouth trumpet because it's a really very unique technique, musical technique that she uses, Scarlett uses in some of her songs, and it's so effective and a surprise, and I love it every time I hear it. So that was what I call mouth trumpet. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Mouth trumpet. Yeah.